Next week, dignitaries from around the world arrive in New York for the 70th session of the United Nations General Assembly. But let's take a moment to focus on the diplomacy that happens away from the UN and at the plush surroundings of the Waldorf Astoria Hotel, traditionally the home away from home for the president during the General Assembly. But this year, President Obama is staying elsewhere. Colm Lynch is the UN reporter for Foreign Policy magazine. And Colm, can you tell us why things are different this year?
Well, yes. I mean, Herbert Hoover lived there after he was president, and the current building was built in the early 1930s. And all American presidents since there have stayed at the Waldorf, usually in the presidential suite. This year, early in the year, a Chinese insurance company called Ambang bought the sort of iconic hotel. And the U.S. government has not said publicly why it's decided not to stay there. But there's a lot of speculation that this has to do with concerns that the Chinese might be spying on American diplomats. So they've moved over to the New York Palace, which is recently bought by a Korean company, which is, a country that's allied with the United States.
Hmm. So if the concerns about spying are there, I also note that Samantha Powers, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., actually lives in the Waldorf Astoria. Does that concern not hold for her residence?
It does, but the problem is that they have a lease through the end of, I think, 2016. I spoke to the U.S. mission to the United Nations, and they said that they're, in general, always concerns about issues of security of American communications and that they're reviewing that with particular intensity since the purchase. So I would presume that they are headed out of the building at some time in the future. But for now, there's no indication that she is leaving. And I mean, essentially, that has been the American residence for the U.S. ambassador going back to the 1940s to 1947. And every ambassador, with the exception of perhaps Richard Holbrooke, who had an apartment on the west side of Manhattan.
So this concern about spying vis-a-vis a Chinese insurance company that owns the Waldorf Astoria, it's real, but it also has kind of this cloak and dagger feel to it. I imagine that Vladimir Putin, who's scheduled to stay there, I see from your reporting, and the Saudis as well, they don't share the same concern?
I'm not sure that the Saudis are staying there, but they're having a big party to celebrate their national day later in the month. The Chinese will be staying there as well. One of the concerns the Americans have is the renovation of the hotel, which is taking place, and they're kind of concerned that spying devices might be implanted. They might be a little bit paranoid about it. They might have real concerns. But, I mean, if you're Putin, you're probably more concerned about whether the National Security Agency is listening in on your conversations.
Fair point. Well, I mean, since we did mention Russian President Vladimir Putin, this is the first time in 10 years that he's attended or will be attending the UN General Assembly. What's the significance of that, and why is he coming this year?
I think that Russia feels that they're quite active right now on the diplomatic front. They have cooperated quite well on Iran. And Russia wants to kind of convert that into sort of a broader discussion with the U.S. and regional powers on issues that both countries agree on, which is fighting terrorism in the Middle East, particularly focusing on the Islamic State and the rise of the Islamic State. But also, this has been a very good year for Obama. I mean, if you look at kind of the foreign policy landscape in the Middle East, it looks pretty bad. You have Syria still going on after 4 years, the conflict there, Iraq in quite bad position. They have resolved the Iranian issue. They have a huge, massive, historic migration refugee crisis with people moving into Europe. But in a strange way, this is probably going to be one of the best sort of years on the foreign policy front, that Obama can make the best case that he's been able to in years, that there's still a case for American leadership. He's going to be delivering a big, historic deal on Iran, still controversial, but from a UN point of view, seen as a great achievement. He will have the Cuba rapprochement that he can sort of present and show that the Americans are much more focused on diplomacy than on the use of military force. And also, he has a good story to tell on climate change. So I think it's going to be a good year for him, despite the fact that in a lot of ways, the foreign policy landscape looks pretty grim.
Final question before I let you go. Back to the Waldorf Astoria, if we could for a moment. I mean, you've been reporting on the UN for quite some time. I can imagine that there are many a story to be told about things that have happened at that hotel. Do you have an interesting moment that you'd care to share? One of the more interesting stories or things that you've seen over the years?
I remember Richard Holbrooke was probably the last ambassador that actually invited working UN reporters to, you know, diplomatic events, dinners, and that sort of thing. So, I mean, he used to have these parties with a really incredible mix of people. You'd have Sergei Lavrov, now the foreign minister of Russia, in the same, you know, dinner table with the supreme commander of NATO, and you would have Robert De Niro and Matt Dillon, you know, sitting at the tables with him as well. I used to always think, you know, after, you know, say the Ukrainian ambassador's wife was introduced to Robert De Niro, it would be not terribly difficult to get the Ukrainians to do what you wanted after that. So I always thought that was kind of interesting.
Colm Lynch is the UN reporter for Foreign Policy Magazine. Colm, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for having me. It was really fun.
The Fine Art of Diplomacy. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Peter O'Dowd. It's Here and Now.